This is a story about turning swords into plowshares from Isaiah. Assyria threatens Jerusalem. At this point, people are not sure what's going on with the sons of Solomon. They have as much as destroyed Israel and the kingdom torn in two. The northern kingdom has been exiled and will never return as a kingdom. The 10 tribes of the north are now known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. The same tyrant king of Assyria, who has been burning the small kingdoms all around them, including the north, is threatening life for Judah. His sight is on Jerusalem, and he thinks he is a god who can do whatever he wants, and nothing can stop him. This is a story about hope and fear. The king of Assyria sends his general to the people of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, to tell them, in their own language, to give up. He tries to instill a sense of fear in the Jews. He wants them to go up so he can take over without a fight. He tests their faith in the God of Judah. The people of Judah have heard how the king of Assyria plummeted all the little kingdoms of the north, and the only kingdom of the God of Abraham remaining is Judah. The king of Assyria lies to the people of Judah, but Hezekiah is not taken in. The people will look to the high mountain, the mountain where we see God. It is not a geographical place. The high place is the place of God. This Assyrian is a harsh king without compassion for people. He does more than just conquer. He destroys their homes and cities. He takes what he wants and plants fear in those in his way. Isaiah tells King Hezekiah to tell the people, "Do not be afraid." Who will they believe? And who do we trust? The Assyrian army is real. They can see what they do to people who do not give in. The God of Israel is real. He sends his word to Hezekiah by way of the prophet Isaiah. They know what God has done for God's people. Whom do we trust and whom do we fear today? Where is our hope? The God of Abraham has been fruitful to his people since the first covenant. God kept his promise to Joseph and to David and to us when Israel was divided into two kingdoms. God said, "Let 10 go north and keep Judah in the south, so I can keep the promise I made to Abraham. Do not let fear decide for you whom to follow." Like Hezekiah, we know God and we turn to him for help. God has saved them before, so why would he not save them now? Micah told us the clan in Bethlehem will bring us a king. The one who will be with us forever will open the gate to salvation for all God's people. So why are we afraid? Maybe something happens that makes us lose hope. Do not let fear manipulate you and cause you to lose hope in the only Son of God who was sent to open the gate of salvation, who frees us from fear and death. Put your trust in Jesus Christ, who opens the gate of God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, you promised prosperity and peace to the exiles of Jerusalem. Grant us to prosper, not for riches, but for faith, so that our lives may be a blessing to all. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the open gate. Amen.